You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, he shares a powerless moment after recent storms.
I sat on my deck, writing on my laptop the other day. The deck vibrated gently because of the small generator that had been running nearly nonstop for 3 days. The only time the generator was not running is when it ran out of gas. When the generator isn't running, we have no electricity. One of the fiercest storms I can recall since returning to Longview more than 9 years ago swept through the afternoon before Memorial Day. The power went out at the peak of the storm, and we sat in twilight behind the large picture windows in the living room, watching the tops of trees sway and branches flying to the ground. Lightning flashed and thunder boomed, sending our dogs cowering beneath our feet. The two cats, meanwhile, yawned and stretched out. No thunderstorm was going to interfere with their naps. Once the storm abated, I checked outside. No trees were down, just boodles of branches and leaves. We felt lucky, so we piled in the SUV and headed to a favorite dining establishment for an early dinner. We were famished after witnessing nature's fury. This turned out to be quite the adventure, with downed trees blocking our path, signal lights not working, and emergency crews already cutting up limbs. It took about 30 minutes to get to the restaurant, at most 3 miles away. Still, we felt blessed as we crowded into a booth and ordered wings and cold beers. Throughout our neighborhood of perhaps 100 houses set beneath canopies of trees along steep hills, generators hummed. Most are the portable kind, but a few folks have high-dollar units hardwired into their electrical panels. Those are fueled by natural gas and kick on automatically when the power goes out. I went online to see how much they cost. $5,000. I'll keep using my little Honda when the power goes out. The next morning, my wife and I rose early, gulped down Starbucks lattes, and began cleaning up the yard. We started a little after 7 and were finished by 11. A pile of brush at the curb and a dozen large yard waste bags in the bed of the old truck. As I said, we were awfully lucky. It helps to be adaptable. The generator powered both refrigerators and 3 small fans, which kept us comfortable as we slept on couches downstairs. A maze of extension cords ran through the first floor. I even plugged the Wi-Fi router into a power strip that led to the generator, and voila, we had internet access. Since our water is heated by gas, we could still take hot showers, the upstairs bathrooms illuminated by the flashlight app on our smartphones. I read late into the night, a single lamp plugged in the extension cord, the fan whirring. I had to stay up late enough to fill the generator so it would last the night. A con of line repair truck showed up last Wednesday afternoon. I was going to do the typical old guy thing and ask him how long before power was restored, but I spied a neighbor undoubtedly asking the same. So I waved my neighbor down and got the scoop. Very soon, he said, and I hoped he was right. As I rode outside, I looked up from my perch. The lights were shining in the kitchen window. We were no longer powerless. I commenced to coiling up extension cords and putting the house back in order before my peeps came home from work. You know, I have great admiration for those men and women who work the lines after foul weather's aftermath. They often drive here and there from out of state, doing what they can to restore power for the utility's customers. Thanks, y'all. That air conditioning sure felt great.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.